So just hear this again about Jesus' assignment and therefore our assignment. It says in John 20, Jesus tells the disciples in the upper room that just as the Father had sent him, so he sends us. So Lord, we thank you for what you're going to say to us today. In verse 7, Jesus said, if you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on, you know him and you've seen him. Jesus didn't say he was the Father. He just said, if you've known me, you would have known my Father. And if you had seen me, you would have seen my Father. If you'd have seen me, and you'll see as he talks about how I've lived, the things I do. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and we'll be satisfied. Jesus said, have I been so long with you, and yet you have not come to know me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. How do you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own initiative, but the Father abiding in me does his works. You hear that again. Do you not believe, so I'm going to do it this way. Do you not believe that I have been woven into the fabric of the Father, and the Father has been woven in the fabric of me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own initiative because I'm totally surrendered. But it's the Father abiding in me who does his works. Believe me that I'm in the Father and the Father is in me. Believe what I'm saying to you. But if not otherwise, believe on account of the works themselves. Now, Jesus is speaking out of his humanity. And in his humanity, the incarnate Christ, this God-man, was in the Father, woven into the fabric of the Father. This is union. And the Father is woven in the fabric of Jesus. And so Jesus said, and therefore, in my humanity, I don't initiate anything. I'm totally surrendered. And so the things that I say are because he initiates them. And it's him, therefore, who's doing the works through me. Therefore, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. If you've known me, you've known the Father. Now, Jesus was saying that because he had revealed him because of their union and because of his surrendered life. Jesus came to reveal the Father. He revealed the Father by living as the Son of Man. Because in the process, he was teaching us not just what the Father's like, what God's like, but what mankind was created to do, what our assignment was for, to be in his image, revealing his likeness. So he goes on and says, because remember the concept, Father's in me, I'm in the Father, Father's in me, therefore you've seen the Father, you've known the Father by being with me. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me, Christians, the works that I do, he shall do also. And greater works than these shall he do because I go to the Father. What happened when Jesus went to the Father? He poured out his Spirit. They were filled with the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that makes this union dynamic and real. So he said, if you don't believe me that I'm in the Father, the Father's in me, believe on account of the works, the lifestyle, the works. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he'll do also. And greater works than these shall he do because I go to the Father. Then he says a statement, whatever you ask in my name, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he says, I'll do it. He doesn't say the Father will do it. He says, I'll do it. If you ask anything in my name, verse 14, I will do it. Just like the Father did the works through him, Jesus says, I'll do the works through you. Because you're doing things in my name just as I was doing things in the Father's name. I was representing him. You're called to represent me. Then he talks about the Holy Spirit. He said, I will ask the Father. He will give you another helper, and he'll be with you forever. He's the Spirit of truth, whom the world can't receive because it does not behold him or know him. But you know him, because he abides with you. But in that day, when I go to the Father, he's going to be in you. And after a little while, the world will behold me no longer, but you will behold me, because I live, you're going to live also. In that day, and he said earlier, he said the Spirit will be in them. He said, I won't leave you as orphans, but I'm going to come to you. When's he going to come to them? In the person of the Holy Spirit. After a little while, the world will not behold me, but you'll behold me because I live, you'll live also, because we live in his life. In that day, Pentecost, you shall know, you shall experience, the word for experience, that I am in the Father, but you're also going to experience that I'm in you and you're in me. And so if that's true, Jesus said because he was in the Father and the Father was in him, and because he lived the yielded, surrendered life as the Son of Man, whenever you saw Jesus, you saw the Father. He wasn't the Father, but he revealed him. When you came to know Jesus, you came to know the Father because Jesus revealed him. Because he was in the Father and the Father was in him. And Jesus said on the day of Pentecost, you're going to be in me and I'm going to be in you. So what does that mean? That when people are around you and me, they should know Jesus. You're not Jesus. But just as he revealed the Father, if the Father is doing the works through him, they encounter the Father because Christ lives in us. We've been woven in the fabric of his existence. And he's been woven in the fabric of your daily existence, in your life, in your routine. So that when people see you, your assignment is that they will see Jesus. When people know you, they will have met Jesus. Not because you tell them, but because of the works themselves. Because of the things that you, who you are, and the way you live, and the things that you do. Not by your trying to be like Jesus, but you've simply come to the place like Jesus was, where you're not going to do anything by your own initiative. Do you see the sheer simplicity of it? His assignment was to reveal the Father. Our assignment is to reveal Jesus. And the way that happens is Jesus said, I'm going to go prepare a place for you at the cross, and I'm going to come again and take you to myself so that you'll be in me and I'll be in you. And so that when people see you, they can see me. When they hear you, they can hear me. When they know you, they'll have known me, just like I've been in the Father and the Father's in me. And when they see me, they see him. And when they know me, they know him. By who I am, by the life I live, and by the things I do, by who you are, by the life you live, and by the things that you do. See, one of the things that's interesting to me about this whole thing that's happening, that God's using a life laid down, Caden was not meant for this world, but for 16 years. He had a greater purpose than just live out 70, 80 years. And that was to be a seed that would fall into the ground, die, that they would bear much fruit. He would gladly have given himself for that. We're going to always miss him because we're not wired for that kind of separation. But my goodness, what God's doing. And what is the motto? What's the whole thing? Live like Caden. By the life that he lived in front of these people, by the things that he did, they had an encounter with Jesus. It's really extraordinary. And it's not that, we say this again and again, not that Caden was perfect, but you don't have to give a perfect expression of Jesus all the time. People can encounter him even a good bit of the time. In us, it's enough to change the world. Amen. Amen. Name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.